The annual ice removal on Parks Creek off Lakeshore Drive is set to begin Monday, and the North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority is urging the public and snowmobilers to stay off the creek and away from its mouth. The purpose of removing the ice is to allow spring runoff to flow unobstructed into Lake Nipissing and prevent flooding in the lower reaches of the creek, explains Chitra Gowda, SOW of NBMCA. The Park Creek backflood control structure located at Eva Wardlaw Conservation Area was installed in 1994-95 to prevent high water levels in Lake Nipissing from backing up Parks Creek and flooding its surrounding lowlands, causing basement flooding and overcharging the municipal storm sewer system for approximately 500 homes. Removal of ice between the flood control structure and Lake Nipissing will help minimize the risk of any property flooding or ice damage to the control structure, said Shelley Belanger, NBMCA vice chair. Each year NBMCA assesses the capacity of Parks Creek to absorb the spring melt and manages the flood control structure on the creek at Eva Wardlaw Conservation Area to ensure that people and property along the creek are safe from the risks associated with flooding. Lakeshore Drive residents in the area should experience minimal disruption from the ice removal project. The NBMCA is not anticipating any disturbance to the creek bed, and the ice will be piled on the banks of Parks Creek to slowly melt. The public is urged to stay away from the ice piles. NBMCA monitors the melting snowpack, precipitation, temperatures, as well as water levels in area lakes and streams as part of flood forecasting and warning program.